Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed. Hey, what up, y'all? Welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. By the way, I'm really considering changing the name from Straight Up to the Trent Shelton Podcast. Just because it's already the Trent Shelton Podcast on Instagram, it is the Trent Shelton Podcast because I'm Trent Shelton. Random. Let me just get into today's episode. Don't be surprised if you see that change. I want to just, this was on my heart this morning, and I want to challenge you as you hear my voice. And this isn't a episode to make you get rid of things, to kick people out your life. And I don't want you to live a lonely life, right? I don't believe we were created to live alone. I believe we were created to live in the right relationships for our life. Right? The right friendships, the right circles. But I just want to tell you this, like the people in your life, okay, if they're in your life, if you're giving them an opportunity to be in your life, and I say that because it's a privilege to be around you. Don't get it twisted. You know, some of us think, oh, you know, they're the privilege. And that might be true, right? But also you're the privilege. And I think sometimes we live our life like we're not the privilege. And it's not no arrogant, stuck up thing. But I want you to think more of yourself. You know, you are the win, right? You are the come up. You are the blessing to be around. Like for some of you, and I'm going to say all of you listen to my voice, I'm sure at some point you are an answered prayer to somebody. And I just want you to think about that for a moment. You are an answered prayer to somebody in your life. You know, maybe they needed a friend. Maybe they needed a spouse. Maybe they needed, you know, whatever. Like, you are an answered prayer to somebody. And I'm hyping you up today. But I'm not hyping you up with false reality. I'm hyping you up with truth. You got to realize, like, you're the privilege. You know, some of you are walking around as if, like, as if you're not him or you're not her. You're not walking around with any confidence in your life. And again, I'm talking about humble confidence, right? I'm talking about not being fully yourself, but loving yourself fully. That's what I mean. And so I want you to understand this right now because I was thinking about this morning. You should not be in any situation, okay? And I say this carefully because I don't want you to overthink this, but you should not be in any situation where you're not sometimes celebrating. And this is what I mean by this. Like, I want you to look at your life and ask yourself this simple question. I made a spoken word called Friends years ago. And I asked this question that changed my life because in this moment, I needed this for me. And I want to ask you this too. And some of you already know what the question is. If all you had to offer was friendship, who would still be in your life? If all you had to offer was you, who would still be in your life? And for me at that point in my life, I realized that it wasn't a lot of people. I realized that people were tolerating me in their life. I realized that, you know, my presence wasn't respected. I realized that my presence wasn't valued. And I want to tell you right now, man, that is the quickest way to live a depressed life. When you're in environments that make you feel like you ain't, and I'm not going to say the S word, but make you feel like you ain't it. You can put S-I-S-H in front of that. When you're in environments that make you feel like you have nothing to offer, that make you feel like you don't have greatness. And the sad part about it is, some of us have lived in those environments for our whole life. Unfortunately, some of us have grew up in environments, our household. You know, I'm blessed to have a great household to grow up in, but I know some of us have grew up in households. And then some of us, literally, we continue that cycle by what we stay around. So I want this episode to be an episode right now for you to understand that you don't have to tolerate being in situations. You don't have to tolerate being in environments that just put up with you. You are too great to just be somebody to put up with. You know what I mean? Like, you're too great for that. You're too talented for that. You're too awesome for that. But some of you don't realize it because you're in situations that don't lift you up. You're in situations that literally hold you down in a negative way. You're in situations that put you down. You're in situations that keep you down. At some point in your life, you got to say no more. At some point in your life, you got to walk away from being tolerated so you can move into situations where you're being celebrated. The people in your life should want to see you win. The people in your life should support you. You know, we live in a society now where a lot of people will scroll past your post that love you, that won't even give you a like, won't even double tap on your picture, won't even support your event, won't even support a idea that you have, won't even support your dream. And these are the people that we keep in our life. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't do this, let me be real with y'all, right? I remember, I'm going to just say it like that. I remember, I don't hold grudges because grudges are nothing but poison to your soul. It only hurts you at the end of the day, but I do remember. I take note. If you're somebody in my life that I've done a lot for, but you can do bare minimum, you only do bare minimum for me, I know that that's a one-sided relationship, and I know one-sided things need to come to dead ends. If it's a one-way street, my friend, it needs to come to a dead end, period. Relationships, friendships, partnerships, any ship that's sailing in your life, it should be a two-way street. There should be a thing called reciprocation. And if it's not reciprocated, then that relationship, that friendship needs to be annihilated. I know annihilated is a strong word, but I'm just being real with you because how long are you going to live your life just being tolerated? Some of you think that's the only thing that you're worthy of is just being tolerated. No, you're worthy to be celebrated. You're worthy to be appreciated. Believe me. I hope you feel me when I say this. You're worthy to be celebrated. You're worthy to be appreciated. You're not just worthy to be tolerated. But some of us have chosen. It's a choice. You're choosing to stay in environments where you're just put up with. Now, I want you to think just for a moment right now. You're telling me right now that you're just good enough to be put up with. You're just good enough to be around. You're just good enough just to exist. You're just good enough to always be the support instead of being supported. You're just good enough to always be the help instead of being helped. No, you're not. You deserve to be celebrated for the greatness that you are. You deserve people in your life. You deserve friends that want to see you win. You deserve friends that want to see you win. And I'm going to keep it real with you, man. Like, some of you might have people in your life, and don't overthink this, but you know it. You feel it in your soul. Trust your discernment. And I'm going to tell you when my life changed. And it wasn't necessarily actions all the time, but it was feelings that I had. It was a sense of discernment that I had because I can understand energy very well. Energy speaks more to me than words. Energy speaks more to me than words. I trust the energy that somebody gives me. I trust the mannerisms that somebody gives me. I can tell certain things, right? When people are celebrating me, I look around at the people close to me and I see what they do with their eyes. I'll see if they roll their eyes a bit. And there's people in my life in the past that are no longer part of my life now because of that. And you might call that cold-hearted, but as I always say, I would rather be viewed as cold-hearted than live broken-hearted. I refuse to live broken-hearted for anyone or anybody. There's certain people in your life, maybe, that are praising you, if they're even doing this, but are praising you with their words, that love you with their words, but have hate for you in their heart. They love you with their words, but have hate for you in their heart. How do I know? How do you know? How can you identify this? It's simple. It's simple. Trust the vibes that they give you. Right? Do they show up for you? Do they support you? And listen, let me be clear about this, because I don't want you overthinking. Like, there's different ways people support. So I support people in a way that probably other people don't support people. There's different ways that people support you. So don't think just because they're not doing what you want them to do necessarily, they don't love you, they don't support you. So you have to understand how people give their support, first and foremost. Understanding is everything when it comes to relationships, friendships, etc. But I just want to tell you, man, like, you deserve friends that want to see you win. You deserve a circle that's truly in your corner. That's truly in your corner. Because sometimes the people in your circle aren't in your corner. What's some examples of this? Well, people in your life that don't defend your name when you're not around. That let people talk about you. These are the people that bring gossip to you about you, but didn't do anything to the people gossiping about you. They didn't stand up for you. And some of us, we keep these type of people in our life. And we wonder why we don't feel fulfilled. We wonder why we're not happy. We wonder why we're not loving life, because you're not around it. It's hard to feel happy when you're constantly around hate, silent hate. People that don't want to really see you win, or don't really want the best for you. So I just want you to think about this today. Like, stop thinking that, oh, this is what I deserve. This is the level of friendship that I deserve. No, you know what a friend is. You know what a friend is. You know what I mean? If y'all that tight, if y'all that cool, right? If you mean that much to them and they can't show up for you at all. My famous quote, listen, don't tell me you're proud of me if you never took the time to support me. Right? If I really mean that much to you, all the things that I've done and I'm doing, then you can't even show up for this or that. But you show up when it's convenient for you, or you show up when it's beneficial to you. I've had conversations over the years with people like this. All the things that I'm doing, you can't offer me some support. And these are the things that we choose to keep ourselves in, because some of us think that we deserve that level of bare minimum. You ain't no bare minimum person, man. You ain't no bare minimum. Ain't nothing about you bare minimum. You better respect or raise the standards in your life by getting very clear on what you're not going to put up with or what you're not going to deal with. And my life changed when I started doing that. When my principles started leading my life, my standards started leading my life. And some people didn't understand it. Some people like, dang, why you aren't around this person no more? Why you ain't doing business with this person no more? Why you ain't doing this or that? Because there was disrespect to my principles. There was disrespect to my standard. And I maybe realized, like, oh, okay, I see how this person really feels about me. If I took away the benefits, they wouldn't be there. I see how this person really feels about me. When it gets real, you're going to see how they really feel. You're going to see how they really feel about you. So I just want to make this episode today, man, because I know there's a lot of people in this world that are literally surrounding their life around trash. And I just wish I could find a better word, but I'm just going to keep it 1,000 with y'all, man. You're surrounding yourself around trash. Trash people, trash support, all those things. And you a treasure. But now you're thinking you trash, right? You're thinking your life is trash, your dream is trash, your talent is trash, because you're surrounding yourself around trash. It's actually garbage day for me anyway. So it's time for you to take out the trash today, okay? Take out the trash in your life and start realizing that you're a treasure. Start realizing that you're a treasure. When I got around the right people in my life, when I got around the right environments that actually saw the greatness in me, that actually hyped me up, right? Had hype men, not yes men or yes women, but I had hype people in my life that hyped me up. Your friends should be doing that to you. Your friends should be supporting you. Your friends should be hyping you up. Your friends should be telling you to go for it. Your friends are there to tell you the truth. Your friends are there to hold you accountable. Your friends are there to tell you what's real. Believe that. That's a part of it. But some people, man, I said this quote in 2012. Some people want you to do good. Until you start doing better than them. Some people are cool with you doing good as long as you ain't doing better than them. Some people don't see you as a friend. They view you as competition. Some people are silently competing with you and you don't even know it. And you wonder why the energy feels different when you've done nothing different. You wonder why they treat you different when you have stayed the same. You wonder why something feels off. A lot of times, man, when you start winning, and you might even think, like, how am I winning? I'm not even winning yet. But they see you. They see you taking those steps towards bettering your life. And the truth is, not everybody around you, but there might be some people around you that really ain't for you. And the truth is that as you take those steps, their insecurity grows. As you take those steps to win, their insecurity, envy, jealousy grows in their heart. And they start to, this is so deep. They start to see you for everything that's wrong with you. They start to glorify, become obsessed, oh man, with your imperfections, because they're trying to justify that you don't deserve the life that you're currently living or the life that you're currently seeking. They're justifying why you don't deserve to win. So they're starting to see you, and because I know you can feel me with this. Might not be this time in your life. This is something you can share with your kids. And so I know a lot of kids, they deal with pressures of like becoming better. Maybe they're excelling in sports and their friends are falling off. I dealt with that. Maybe they're excelling, you know, just in life and their friends don't like it. Maybe they're getting blessed a certain way and people don't like it. You got to understand where it comes from. It has nothing to do with you and everything to do with that person. It's less about what you're doing and more about what they're not doing. I've seen this in my career. I've seen this with people who supported me. I've seen this with people who've been my friends. Like, I've done nothing different. Oftentimes, this is not true for everything, but oftentimes, the same things people will start to love you for will end up being the same things that they start to hate on you for. That's a bar right there. The same things people love you for, like they come into your life for, they support you for, the same things they start to love you for sometimes end up being the same things later on in the future that they start to hate on you or hate you for. And you did absolutely nothing different. All you did was continue to be you. But what changed was how they view you, how they see you. What changed is they'd start to see your growth. They start to see you elevating, right? And maybe you didn't give them what they wanted. Maybe they thought they would be more attached to you, right? Or maybe you passed them up in their eyes. And so what happens when those things happen is that, again, they start to see you for your imperfections. They start to find the imperfections in you, like we can find in any human being because none of us are perfect, but they start to find the imperfections of you and judge you by those imperfections, label you by those imperfections, see you as those imperfections. And in their mind, they even go as far as maybe telling other people that, nah, they ain't like that because they struggle with this. Or they just got lucky in their mind. Because people have a disease, and I'm going to call it a disease, of counting other people's blessings, and they become blind to their own. I call it blessing counting, right? It's a disease that some people have. You start to count other people's blessings, and you start to justify why they don't deserve those blessings, as if you got. You start playing God. And you start to find reasons like, oh, this person ain't perfect. Why are they blessed like this? Or this person, you know, had this mistake. Why are they having these breakthroughs? Oh, and blessing counting will rotten your soul. And I'm not talking about positive blessing counting, celebrating people. I'm talking about counting people's blessings and trying to justify why they don't have it. I mean, why they don't deserve it. And sometimes we are way too good at that. And you don't realize this truth. I know you know it, but you really don't feel it and understand it. That what God has for them is for them. And as long as you're trying to tear down what God has for them, number one, you ain't going to stop what God has given to them and what God has for them. So stop trying. I tell people that all the time. You're wasting your time. But as long as you're focused on what God has for them, you're missing out on what God has for you. And you're allowing that bitterness to take over your spirit. You're allowing maybe even somebody that can actually help you, that can actually show you, but you've allowed your ego, you've allowed your pride, you allowed your bitterness in your spirit to keep you from staying attached to that person, to riding with that person, that's supporting that person. And who knows, even in, this has happened in my life where I've had people stay attached to me because they love me, support me, didn't want anything from me. They wanted me to win. I've had some great cheerleaders in my life that just want to see me win because they understand, like, man, Trent has a thing that you know, that's great. And by them, I don't want to use the word attached because that's the wrong word. By them staying connected with me, right? By them riding with me, by them helping me, they've been blessed too. And they could have easily took the road that some people took to justify why I don't deserve what I have, to try to tear me down, to try to bring me. They could do that. But they truly got love in their heart for me. And they want to push me further and go farther. And they let down their pride and their ego. They have none of that bitterness in their spirit. And they've been blessed just off of my life being blessed. So if you're a person that's listened to this, that you have that bitterness and jealousy in your spirit, like, really pray to let that go because it's not going to serve your life. Again, number one, you're not going to stop what God has called them to do. It's not going to happen. I don't care how powerful you think you are. You're not more powerful than God. Number two, you're not going to really get what's meant for your life. You're not. And number three, you're going to become blind to your own blessings. You know, hating on others only means you aren't working on yourself. That's why when people throw hate at me, it doesn't bother me one bit. Not one bit. Because I understand, oh man, they're not working on themselves. They don't have anything going on in their life, so they're paying that much attention to mine. Dang, I feel sorry for that person. And I'm not being funny. Like, I truly feel sorry for people like that. Like, even the things that I hate, I don't give attention to. And I really don't hate much. I don't hate people. But even the things that I do hate, like certain foods, I don't pay attention to those foods. I don't pay attention to the TV shows I hate. I don't pay attention to things. Because if you're paying attention to it, you really don't hate it. You probably admire it. You just have too much ego and pride to actually say so. You don't pay attention to the things that you hate. So I want to tell you, as I wrap this episode up, like, get in environments where you're celebrated. And I don't care if that environment is just you for now. But stand in toxic environments where you're tolerated, where you're treated as like just being put up with, you know what I mean? Just being around, you're treated normal in a negative way, normal, right? You're treated just normal when there's nothing normal about you. And I can tell you this, man, like when I took my life in environments that were water to my seed, ooh, man, that were water to my seed, my life flourished. My dream flourished. My purpose flourished. Because those environments helped me see what other people were keeping me blind to. Those environments opened up my eyes to my greatness, to my talent, to my blessings, to my gifts, to my purpose, to my dreams. While other environments kept me blind to those things. Those environments in my life that I went into didn't make me feel stupid for dreaming. Didn't make me feel guilty for changing my life. Didn't make me feel less for wanting more. Those environments really pushed me into the person that I believe God created me to be. And I cringe just thinking about if I would have stayed in environments that I was in that made me just feel stupid for having a big dream, that made me feel like it was impossible to do anything more, that just put up with me, I wouldn't be making this podcast episode right now speaking to your soul and speaking to your heart. It's damn important, y'all, to change your environment. Because when you change your environment, you grow your life. Just as I always say, when a flower doesn't bloom, we don't blame the flower. We fix the environment in which it grows. It's just like you go in your garden. You don't just allow a flower to die. If it dies, you realize that maybe the soil isn't good. Because I always say, right, bad soil doesn't produce good fruit. But you change your environment. You put that flower in a different environment, that flower is going to blossom. That flower is going to grow. A flower in the wrong environment will never reach the beauty that it's capable of reaching. And you are that flower. Your soul is that flower. And you deserve an environment that flourishes you, that nurtures you, right? Not baby you, but nurtures your dream with you. You deserve an environment that gives you that nutrition of winning, as I call it. That gives you that spirit that I'm more than what I'm selling for. That's what you deserve. And don't feel guilty for removing yourself from things. Don't feel guilty for that. Don't feel bad that some people stop supporting you. Don't feel bad that some people are talking about you. Don't feel bad, because the only person that can stop you is you. And that's being straight up. The only person that can stop you is you. They ain't got no control over your destiny. Give them all that power. I don't care if you've been knowing them for 30 years. 20 years, 5 years. I don't care if it's an army of them. I don't care if people click up against you. They can't stop you. I don't care if people talk about you. They can't stop you. Especially when you know your heart's good. Especially when you know your soul's poor. I don't care who click up against me. They ain't stopping me. And that's been proven. You can have your little groups and have your little chatter because you didn't get what you wanted from me. And let's talk about that for a moment. See, a lot of people will click up against you. I'm not even saying click up, but a lot of people will try to get people to go against you because you didn't give them what they wanted from you. And a lot of times it's the people, like a lot of times they don't even, it's unspoken needs that they expect you to give, right? They don't even tell you what they want from you, but they just expect it. They expect you to do things for them. Or maybe you've done something for them. And they expect you to keep doing it for them. And when you stop doing it, or you no longer do it, or you never do it, they feel a certain type of way about you when you weren't obligated to do it. Let's just add this as a bonus to this podcast because I see this so much. And people start to feel a way about you for a reason that you don't even know. Because they want you to do something for their life that they didn't even ask you to do. So they think that you some mind reader and they mad at you for not reading their mind. Or even if you do know what they want you to do, but maybe you don't want to do it. Maybe you've been doing it and you want to stop doing it. So they feel a certain type of way about you. That's why I said earlier in this podcast, some people will hate you for the same things they used to love you for. That is a bar. That is a quote. Some people will hate you for the same things they used to love you for. I've seen it. I've seen it happen in my life. The only reason that this person or people have hates me because I'm doing the thing that they loved and praised me for, but maybe they had an intention of actually benefiting off that and they didn't benefit off that, or they had an unspoken need that wasn't met, right? They put an expectation on me, an unfair expectation on me, with no communication. And now they hate me for the same things they love me for. That's confused people. And a lot of times we allow confused people to confuse us. We allow confused people to derail us. We allow confused people to take our confidence from us. Don't let confused people confuse you. Keep your clarity. Right? If they want to see you as competition for whatever reason, like I've had, let me not go there. If they want to see you as competition, so be it. Keep winning. Keep climbing. Keep being your best you. You ain't got nothing to do with their insecurities. You ain't got nothing to do with the things going on inside them. You ain't got nothing to do with the trauma that they ain't healed from. But they vomiting their trauma on you. And it's totally unfair to you. But you keep going. And understand where it comes from. And I know I've said that a lot of times throughout my career. But when you understand where it comes from, you don't take it personally. Like when I know people are silently competing with me, I can see it. I don't take it personally because I know where it comes from. When I see people, you know, talk about me, I don't take it personally because I know where it comes from. I don't take it personally because I know me. I know what I do. I know what I give. I know how I live. I know how I show up. Am I a perfect human being? Absolutely not. Just like you, just like them. We're not. But I know my heart. I know that. And I know that if I was doing what you wanted me to do, you would be celebrating me instead of hating on me. And that's the thing. If the deciding factor is somebody loving you or hating on you is, and don't take it out of context, but it comes down to you doing what they want you to do, even if you probably don't even know what they want you to do, but it comes down to that, that is a person that really don't love you anyway. Right? If I can meet your needs in a way that you expect me to, and that will change how you feel about me, then I know you really don't got love for me. So for example, if you have an unspoken need that says, oh, okay, man, I expect Trent to, you know, I'm gonna just make this up. This is not a real thing. I'm gonna expect Trent to share my page on social media, right? I expect Trent to share my content. Maybe you ask me, hey, Trent, can you share my content? And I was like, I just don't really do that right now. I don't feel called to do it. And you love me, right? You support me. Man, Trent's this and that. I love Trent. And as soon as I do something that you don't want me to do, I mean, you want me to do, and that love turns into hate, then I know that's something that's going on inside of you. You have a spirit of entitlement. And I understand that. And so I'm not going to take it personally. So if I don't share your page that you asked me to, and now it turns, oh, he don't care about people, or Trent don't do this. This has happened, not my page, but I'm going to just keep it 1,000 with y'all on this podcast episode. I've had people literally that I've responded to that I've actually, and listen, you can go to my Instagram right now, my Facebook. Like y'all can see my comments. You see how many comments I get, everything. So I always tell people, man, find one person in this industry that really takes time to connect with their audience like I do it with my size of platform, right? I don't have, you know, 100 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people. It's a lot. I mean, I get 100,000 comments on one post at times, but I still make time to connect with people. And this has happened before where, you know, maybe I've connected with a person where I maybe send a DM back to say, thank you, I appreciate you. Sometimes I might even like say, hey, call me, let's talk, right? And I might give you that support. And a lot of times in people's minds, I feel like this, like, oh, I deserve that now. Oh, that's the standard now with me and Trent, or we're friends now, or whatever. And I expect this every time I hit him up to respond to me, or to support me, or to share whatever I've asked him to do, whatever. And they have unfair obligations. And this is the world, y'all. The world will put obligations on you that you don't even know you're obligated to do, right? And that's why I say people are silently competing with you, or silently expecting things from you. Like that silent stuff, like that'll ruin a lot of things, right? No communication builds no connection, no understanding. And so if I don't continue to do what you expect me to do, and now it goes from, man, Trent don't care about people. Trent hates people. Like he don't have, it's a front. Just because I didn't do what you wanted me to do, that all change. So it's either one or two things. Either you have some insecurity issues that you don't know how to deal with, or you really felt that way about me in the first place. And so I don't take it personal. I used to. Back in 2012, used to get to me 13. I'm like, dang, like I just, but I don't take it personal anymore because I understand my heart and I understand who I am. So I wanted to share that with y'all because I know sometimes like we get down and we start thinking worse. We start thinking that we're not enough and we start thinking bad about ourselves because of how people feel about us. Like it's feelings. Like I respect feelings, but your feelings aren't my facts. Your feelings are my facts. And in the most humble way, it's not stopping anything. How you feel about me is just simply that. It's how you feel about me. I give that no more power than what it deserves. It's how you feel about me. Cool. I respect it. But I know how I feel about myself. I know how others feel about me. So I'll be damned if I let how you feel about me make me forget how others feel about me. I'll be damned if I let that 1.001% of hate take my mind and focus off the 99.9% of love. And so many of us, we do that, right? We have a little thing going on in our life, whether it's a person or an issue, and that becomes our whole life. That 1%, maybe that person's a big person in your life, I get it. But we allow that to make us forget about all the love in our life. We and I know it hurts when there's people close to you, but that person that don't support you, and you allow that to like that little thing, or I'm not going to say little because that could be major in your life, but you get what I'm saying. You allow that one thing, that 0.1% to make you forget about the 99%. That 0.1% becomes 100% in your life. Nobody likes me because this person don't like me. Child, please. Maybe they don't like you, but I promise you, there's people out there that love you. Don't you forget that. Maybe they don't support you. Man, they don't support me. Nobody supports me. No, they don't support you. There's a world full of people that want to support you, that are supporting you, and that are waiting to support you. And so you have to reframe your mindset around these things, man, because that's why I say environment is everything, because sometimes we can believe how they treat us is what's true about us when it ain't the reality about us. And I've been there where I was like, dang, this is how they treat me is what's true about me. Then I have to realize how they treat me was really how they felt about themselves. They were just vomiting their trauma, their insecurities on me, their issues on me, their impossibilities on me. And their spirit was contagious on me. So I had to realize like, oh, that's them. That's a them thing. And so this has really helped me, man, in my journey. I know I'm talking about a lot today, but I want to just get this out because I think a lot of people deal with this and it prevents a lot of people from actually reaching the levels that they want to reach. And a lot of people hit me up and say, oh, Trent, you don't deal with none of this. Your life is great and everybody loves you. Even when I tell people like, nah, everybody don't love me. And it's so funny because people are like, really, really? Because you see so much love. But yes, if there's love, there has to be some type of dislike or some type of hate that's involved in that. You can't have one without the other, right? The things that people love are going to be the same things that people hate, but it's what I choose to focus on. It's my level of understanding where those things come from. It's my level of understanding that I'm not going to give more power to feelings than what it deserves, especially when I feel no ways about you. I'm not going to let how you feel about me dictate how I feel about myself. I refuse. I don't care if you have a clique of people, 5, 10, 15 people. I don't care if you do whatever. It's not going to stop me from feeling great about myself. That's one thing. And maybe it's an athlete's mindset. Maybe I programmed myself with this in sports, you know, because you got to have a strong mindset. No matter how the media feels about you, your fans feel about you, opposing fans feel about you, you can't allow that. You can't allow feelings to infiltrate your truth and your facts. You can't allow outside feelings to infiltrate the facts about yourself. And that's what I learned in sports. Like, if I would have listened to the outside noise, I wouldn't have been able to play my game. I wouldn't have been able to be a college star. I wouldn't be able to make it to the NFL. I wouldn't be able to be the high school star. I wouldn't have been able to do those things because there's people that, oh, Trent isn't good or this or that. Or if I had a bad game, I'll bench him. Or the opposing fans, oh, he's overrated. Like, if I listen to those things, if I allow those feelings to become my truth, I wouldn't have walked into my greatness. I wouldn't have lived in my greatness. And so I just take those things at face value. It's how they feel. Cool. How you feel will not change anything about my life and will not stop anything that's going on with my life. Because you didn't build this. You don't work to build it. You didn't work to create it. You don't say the words coming out of my mouth. You know what I mean? You don't do any of these things. So you can't stop what's going on. Period. Y'all, That's enough for today's episode. I appreciate you. I hope this spoke to your heart. I just want to have a conversation with you. That's it. I believe somebody needs it. Let me know if you need it in my inbox. Inbox me and DM me and tell me facts over feelings. Okay, just say FOF, facts over feelings, so I know you got to the end of this episode. I appreciate it. It's a long episode. Wow, 39 minutes. Guess I had a lot to say. Let's get it. It's rehab time. Straight up. Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real, they don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day, the world's number one, I didn't say two, three, four, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success, not that short stuff, long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do, you get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Day's mindset journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day too. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no trend show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.